value increase or the increase in institutions from 2019 to 2020 and how the propaganda has been successful. 100% successful. So, this is from Megan Bernard of Gallup.com. Amid pandemic, confidence in key U.S. institutions surge. What would you think the largest increase, what institutions would? Well, it looks like we have the institutions being the medical system and public schools. How? I know why the public school, and I'll get to that in a minute. But of course, medical system, because it was drummed into our head from March until May. Look at these healthcare heroes, healthcare heroes. Look at, they're on the front lines, healthcare heroes. Oh my gosh, they're all going to die. Oh, they're using trash bags for PPE. Oh, this is terrible. Watch out. So obviously people have confidence in a health system that really showed how political it was. But when we look at the actual data here, the double-digit increases in confidence, the percentage of who have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence. When we're looking at from 2019 to 2020, the medical system went from 36% to 51%. It's a 15-point change. 15% change. That's obvious from our propaganda. That's obvious from the propaganda that has been pushed. Healthcare heroes. Healthcare heroes work here. Thank you to our healthcare heroes. Every commercial for 2 months straight. Support our healthcare heroes. This charity is raising money for PPE for healthcare heroes. Look at our healthcare heroes. They can't see their families because of coronavirus. Meanwhile, they were milking systems, or they were being given massive facilities, building tents with hundreds of thousands of beds. And if you talk to any of them that'll honestly speak to you, they'll say, yeah, I just sat in this tent and I played on my phone the whole time. And then you talk to other medical professionals who say, I'm broke now because I wasn't allowed to see any other patients besides the coronavirus patients. And now my facility, I had to lay off people and we had to shut down, or all these other things that have resulted in it. Of course, does this increase, right? Does this increase, was this taken before? Oh, so it was June 8th to July 24th. So, okay, it was after Black Lives Matter. Gotcha. Why do I bring it up? Because those were the same people, the medical industry, that was out there telling us, you're going to kill grandma if you go to these protests. And then ran out in full PPE to cheer on Black Lives Matter. Apparently, didn't really matter to the people. Still gives them a great deal of confidence in the medical system. I personally see the medical system as being exposed for how compromised it is. Like all major industrial complexes. The medical industrial complex, in my view, has been exposed for how corrupt it is. For how it pushes for answers, it pushes for solutions, that don't work anywhere else in the world. And you can go back. I am on Digital Media Files saying if I hear one more time about how our healthcare heroes need our support, I'm going to lose it. And how, remember the old pictures? We stay here, so you stay home. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that when you're in the medical profession, you deal with sick people. What? It's like when I became a cop, I didn't know I was going to have to deal with criminals. We stay here, so you stay home. Yet there is an increase in how people feel about the confidence in the medical system. I don't know why. Oh, that's right, because most people are stupid. Although I should feel good about the fact that 38%, well, actually, no, that's not correct, between great deal and quite a lot, which, Gallup, I give it to you guys. Those are some great categories. You might as well say, do you like me? Check yes for these categories. But as far as people having confidence in small business, 75%, of course, these people stood by and watched small businesses get decimated and didn't say a word about it. We have to stay home. What about my small business? You have to stay home. I'm going to Walmart instead. But I believe in your small business, man. Good luck. By the way, can you tell me how much your TV costs? Because I'm going to go buy it at Walmart instead. So 75% of people have great confidence or confidence in small business as they watch small business completely evaporate. That makes sense. Secondly, of course, is the military, led by President Trump. A great military. Perfect. Nobody's rebuilt the military. Nobody's rebuilt it like me. It's strong. It's ready to go. Of course, because we're talking about it the way the military's always, because we worship the military in this country. We just have to get that out of the way. And then coming in at 51%, people have confidence in the medical system. Why do people have confidence in the medical system? Oh, because you were told for 3 straight months that you have to. Nothing like communist-style propaganda to be ensuring that people support an absolute trash can of an industrial complex. To the point that I used to be good friends. Of course, I moved out of that neighborhood, but the person I was closest with in that neighborhood was a doctor. We don't speak anymore. Because he called me a science denier. He called me all of these things because I dared question the COVID narrative. Now, remember, this survey was taken between June 8th to July 4th. Ironically, surprisingly, 48% of people have confidence in the police. Okay? Thought it would be lower, but I think that's a natural pushback from 3 straight months of Black Lives Matter and being told how the police are pigs and scum and all these other things. Well, at the same time, these people talking about how the police are evil and terrorists, destroy and loot and burn cities. I think that's just the natural pushback of that. People are like, no, I'm done with that. Done with that one. How about religion? Churches, 42% have confidence in it. I thought it'd be lower. Considering churches were like, oh yeah, bye. I'm sorry, people are getting the sniffles. Close the doors. Good luck. You all get a dispensation. I'll see you in 6 months. And I shouldn't complain. Because I'm lucky enough to at least go to go see the Holy Sacrifice in the Mass. I'm blessed enough to go to that. Some of the people listening to my voice have not been to church since March. Their priests cowering behind the doors of their churches, but still asking for donations. So 42% of people have confidence in religion. And then public schools. Okay, it's not as high as I thought it was. But public schools coming in at 41%. At 41%. Only 18% of people polled have a real, or 40%, have a real great deal of confidence in the schools. I'm actually disappointed that it's that high. But what are you going to do? Supreme Courts come in at 39%. The presidency comes in at about 36%. Then banks, tech companies, organized labor newspapers, big business, television, and of course, always at the bottom because it always is Congress, with an overwhelming amount of people. And I'm telling you, an overwhelming amount of people, 13% of the population, has confidence in Congress. Which I actually have to give it to Congress on that one. That's a pretty high number. Right? Did not think that would be that high. But there you go. So our report card for America. Small business, even though people watch them disappear, great deal of confidence in them, even though we didn't support them. Of course, the military will always be high. The medical system coming in third is probably my biggest shock that shows we're not doing well because we bought in to the indoctrination. Then we have the police, which I'm actually quite happy to see. Number four, churches. Just shows you how people have faith no matter what. You can criticize Americans' belief in a higher power in God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But you can't deny the fact that in the midst of this incident situation we're in, that people have not given up. Now, many have given up, but it hasn't been completely. Public schools, although I am a little disappointed to see public schools coming in above the Supreme Court and the presidency. The presidency was never going to be high. Let's be real, right? That was never going to be high because La Bad Orange Man. That's just how it is. The Supreme Court probably got a boost from John Roberts ensuring that his court was going to look at as neutral by betraying conservative values and his Catholic faith. But he gets there. He gets the things. People are writing nice things about him, and people think very highly of the court. So, I mean, at least his obituary will be nice when he writes that. And so forth. So that's our report card for America. Not great. Could be worse.